The Young Farmers Summer Conference. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
We have over 350 young farmers coming from all over the state to join in a wonderful weekend about farming and to recognize those outstanding doing farming operations and production agriculture.
State Young Farmer Chairman Carla Stedman of Hamlin County says a record crowd is in Columbia at the Tennessee Farm Bureau headquarters for this weekend's 38th annual summer conference. Special breakout sessions are planned to give these young producers an edge to stay in the ag industry.
The benefits of the summer conference is to allow one of the three different events of the Young Farmer Program where we can come together, share ideas, see what's going on with the future. We get updated on policies. We get updated on different ways to do production agriculture. And even if you don't do the same thing across the state as far as your production, you get to see what other people are doing. You may find something that someone else is doing that works for you.
Now, Stedman says she thinks that young farmers are still optimistic about their future despite the many challenges they face, especially in a year like this one where the weather has caused so many problems.
I think the future looks bright for agriculture, especially through looking at the faces and listening to the voices this weekend of the young farmers of the state of Tennessee, because that's where it shows you they understand and they love what they're doing. They take pride in what they're doing. And that's where the education of what they do every day can make up for those that think that a farmer is an uneducated individual. You have to be smart and you have to know what's going on in the world to be able to survive in the hardest job that they're doing, which is farming.
Now today, the collegiate discussion meet will be held at the conference, which includes participants from the four major ag universities across the state. There are 29 County Young Farmers of the Year that will be competing for the State Young Farmer of the Year title. That announcement will come tonight. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.